This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is meeting with Vladimir Putin in Russia, where Kim is expected to push the Russian president for economic aid, specifically relief from international sanctions that remain in place after nuclear talks with the United States broke down. Thursday's summit reflects Russia's effort to position itself as an essential player in the North Korean nuclear standoff. Dmitry Trenin, director of the Carnegie Moscow Center, says Putin will use the summit to elevate his profile on Korean matters.
Russia wants to essentially send a message, not just to Washington and to a degree to Beijing, but also to Seoul, that it is an important player and Russia should be factored in when Korean issues are discussed.
A Kremlin advisor told Russian news agencies that the Kim-Putin summit will focus on North Korea's nuclear program. Tropical cyclone Kenneth, a powerful storm brewing in the Indian Ocean, is expected to strengthen as it heads toward the East African coast near the border between Mozambique and Tanzania. The storm comes as Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe struggle to recover from last month's devastating cyclone Idai. Major international aid agencies have been helping with the recovery from Idai, which struck March 14th, and they are now preparing for Cyclone Kenneth. The current storm presents new challenges to the recovery from Cyclone Idai, whose massive flooding killed at least 800 people and displaced tens of thousands of others among Mozambique, Malawi, and Tanzania. As always, for more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Special Counsel Robert Mueller concluding that Russia engaged in sweeping and systematic interference in the 2016 U.S. election to help Donald Trump become president. But a new account says the issue is still too sensitive to discuss in front of Trump as it relates to what Moscow might do when he runs for re-election in 2020. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Former Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen took it on herself to formulate cyber and election security strategy after being advised to avoid the topic in meetings with President Donald Trump. That's according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. The guidance came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, who wanted to keep White House meetings concentrated on the president's top political agenda, border security. But Nielsen convened classified meetings on cyber and election security with agency heads, and there were cross-government strategy sessions with FBI, Justice Department, and intelligence officials. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Measles in the United States has climbed to its highest level in 25 years, closing in on 700 cases this year, and a resurgence largely attributed to misinformation that is turning patients against vaccines. Roughly three-quarters of this year's illnesses in the U.S. have been in New York State, mainly in two ultra-Orthodox Jewish communities in Brooklyn and suburban Rockland County. Dr. Joseph Kaplowitz is a pediatrician at a clinic in Brooklyn, which serves the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in that city.
The problem is that we have this, this microcosm, this small number of people who are making a lot of noise in terms of to try to get people to at least be on the fence. So therefore, we do have patients delaying. And that's even what we see from, like I said, from the Department of Health data that I mentioned before, which is showing that there is delays in the ages between 1 to 4, where half the cases are taking place. And that's really the target zone that we're trying to work on.
Dr. Kaplowitz says while he has seen an increase in the number of patients looking to become immunized since the city imposed a mandatory vaccination policy in several zip codes, there are a number of people who continue to spread misinformation about vaccines. There have been three measles-related deaths reported in the U.S. since 2000. And the United Nations has evacuated just over 300 Libyan refugees from a government-run detention center in Tripoli after some were allegedly attacked for protesting bad conditions. Fighting between rival governments in Libya has made living in and near the capital extremely hazardous for civilians. Along with a call for an immediate ceasefire, humanitarian officials from the UN said they urgently need more than $10 million to continue helping beleaguered civilians in Libya. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.